Okay, this is Parak Gimel, the last Parak in Hilchos Liros. Let's bring this section to an end. We have one more issue to take care of, and that's the issue of muzzling an animal. Halacha, an animal can eat whatever it wants to. You can allow it to eat whatever it wants to from that which, when it's working with produce, whether it is the produce attached to the ground or it's harvested. And it can eat of any produce from the burden that it's carrying, actually a perekes, until it's removed from him. As long as the animal doesn't take the produce, so to speak, in his hand and feed it. Now, if someone prevents an animal from eating while it's working, gets malka. That's the prohibition of muzzling. Doesn't matter if it's an ox or any other type of animal, the chaya, whether it's domesticated or not, bain tmei, bain toren, whether it is tamir tohor, doesn't matter if it's threshing or any other kind of malacha, should be doing carpet produce. It's just using shor b'disha because that's the most common way. However, if someone muzzles their employee, that's your pater. Right? However, what do you call it? When he is, if he muzzles the animal during the labor, or let's say he muzzles it while it's working or before it's working, I feel the cost of a call, even if he muzzles it, so to speak, with his mouth, loke gets malchus. Let's say a person rents an animal, muzzles it, the dashba, and threshes with it, loke, he gets malchus. Mishal Mabilam, our boss, kavan lapara, he had to pay 4 kavan of grain for a cow, Mishosh's kavan lachomar, 3 kavan for a donkey, Shemishash Mashicha, and Yischaib and Hosea. Because at the time he made the transaction, he's chayav to obligate to sustain it, Vaino Chai Malchus, should Yudosh Bachasuma. He's only obligated in lashes and malchus when he actually muzzles it when at the time of threshing. The Jew threshes a cow that belongs to a non-Jew. He is still subject to the Isra of lo saksom. However, if the non-Jew threshes with a Jewish cow and muzzles it, he's not over the Isra. Let's say the Jew tells a non-Jew, muzzle my ox and thresh with it. Yashav lakot sofia v'doshba. Or he says, what do you call it? A thorn became got knocked into the mouth of the ox, and he threshes with it because it can't eat. Can't eat. Or let's say he places a lion outside where the animal's going to thresh, or he places the animal's son outside the area. Or let's say he withholds drinking from it, so it's thirsty. Paras or agave daish. Or let's say he puts like a blanket over the grains, so he won't eat it. All these are prohibited, but you don't get technically, because of a technicality, you don't get malchus. Let's say the produce the animal is working with is bad for its health, for its digestion, or it's sick, and if it eat it, it would end up having like gastrointestinal problems. Then it's permitted to prevent the animal from eating it. So like the Torah, because the Torah only is machbid, only cares about that which is the benefit, brain and anus, and the animal is not benefiting from this. Let's say a kohen is using an animal to thresh truma or that stuff that's truma's meiser. V'chein paras adoshos meiser sheni, or animal cows that are used to thresh meiser sheni. Uparas amahachos al tzvua. What do you call also cows that go ahead and lefishu at lehenaderek that avoid the path, take a different path from the threshing. Ain't over lame shum lataksum. In all these cases, what do you call it? You're not over the issa. Because of marasayim, how you dashes b'tshuva ma'aser sheni. If they're threshing tshuva, for instance, maybe ma'at me'osa amin v'tolahen v'karstalin shavien. So what you do is you bring like a worker. A worker brings that type of grain and you place it in like a sack of food right in front of their mouth. So this way, no one thinks that the person's violating the commandment. Hey, hadash. The Maaser Sheni Shel Demai, it would Trumas Maaser Shel Demai. If a person puts a muzzle on an animal that's threshing Maaser Sheni, which is Demai, Ubegidule, excuse me, Demai, whether it's Maaser Sheni, or Demai, which Trumas Maaser, Ubegidule Truma, or secondary Truma, over Mishum Batasam, he then at that point is over the Isser of muzzling the animal. Halach above, Rosh Ebal Apar Lahayar Parasso, Ulusavka Kadeshito Kahar Mindaish. However, the owner of an animal, right, is allowed to go ahead and make the animal hungry to cause the pain. This way, it'll eat a large amount of grain when it threshes. Rashai Sokar Lachila Pakiye Amir. And the renter of the animal may feed it hay, right? Kadesh Lotokhaba Harba Minadai, so it doesn't eat a lot of the grain. So too, an employer is allowed to have his workers drink wine, or so they don't eat a lot of grapes. But the workers are allowed to go ahead and dip their bread into brine so that they will eat a lot of grapes. But the worker is not allowed to perform his work at night. And then hire himself out during the day. Or to go ahead and thresh with the animal at night and then rent it out in the morning. He can't starve himself and then give his food to his sons. Because he is stealing work from the owner. Because he'll be weak and tired out and won't do his job properly. So just like the employer is not allowed to steal, warned not to steal the money owed to a poor person as an employee, the poor person is also warned not to steal from working for the owner, the employer. And you can't neglect work slightly here or there. Mostly called yom b'mirma, right? And therefore lying the entire day. He's got to be very careful of himself based on the fourth bracha of the Chacham and Masakin and Berakas Mazon, Shalivarach Osa, right? That workers should not recite this, right? So this way they won't go ahead and neglect work. He's got to work with all his might. Because he said with all his might he worked for his father. And therefore he's granted a reward even this world because it said he's very wealthy. And we will continue next time.